Coming up on Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College.
Here's the give. Area through a hole. 10, 15, 20 to the outside. 25 cuts inside. 30, 35, 40, 45 in traffic.
The Texans took their show to the Big Apple on Monday night, and Arian Foster eclipsed a career milestone.
Sanchez in the gun. Tip ball. McCain. Picked off McCain. Running to his right. 15, 20, 25, 30. Lots of room. 40, 50. He's off to the races.
The Bulls on parade defense grounded the Jets, but not without a costly injury.
And Brian Cushing is walking to the locker room right now.
You know, what we thought, obviously, tore his ACL, and we lost him for the year.
We'll tell you where the Texans stand now as they head into another primetime showdown. That's all coming up right now on Texans Huddle.
This is Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College. HCC is the official education partner of the Houston Texans. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Well, there were no shortage of Houston Texans fans that made the trip here to East Rutherford, New Jersey on Monday night, where the Houston Texans took on the New York Jets. Hi, everyone, and welcome into Texans Huddle. Coming to you from MetLife Stadium, I'm Patty Smith. An electric Monday night football game, and we've got a great show for you surrounding this game. We're going to catch up with the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. But you know what? It all started on Sunday night. The team arrived. I had a chance to catch up with Andre Ware, who, of course, won his Heisman Trophy back in 1989, made the trip to New York City, had one of the best nights of his life. He took me back there, and we relived a little bit of that and more.
All right, here we are in New Jersey after a long flight up here. Andre's going to show me a little bit of the city. What's in store for us?
Well, we'll go down the canal, do some shopping, a little shopping, see some places, maybe hit Fifth Avenue. We'll go have a nice meal over at Ruby Foods down in Times Square. Go from there.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay, so we're on the famous Canal Street at Broadway. I need to do some shopping. My mission is jewelry and handbags.
Well, let's go find them. There's plenty of just about everything you need on Canal.
All right, lead the way.
Let's go.
Some Juicy Couture. Okay, so we're packed with bags and a bunch of cheap stuff from Canal Street.
Weighted down.
You're way weighted down there. We're not even going to tell you all the stuff he bought. But now we're on Fifth Avenue. Oops, bring it up
this
scale
is,
a little bit.
Yeah, this is where it all happens in New York City. So we got to say we go do it.
Andre wants shoes. Cole Haan right there.
That's it. Let's go shop.
He says no to nothing. He buys everything. All right, we are shopped out. Andre is getting crabby because he's hungry. So your favorite dining place is?
Yep, Ruby Foods, one of my favorites of all time. So
kind of an Asian fusion.
Pan-Asian, and the desserts are outstanding.
Let's go.
Let's go.
We're
do
hungry.
It. Let's do it.
Well, we are fat and happy. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah, awesome. How about dessert?
Fried bananas to die for.
The sauce, the chocolate sauce.
You didn't let me down.
Told you.
All right, so you ready to go back? You're done? Or
Times Square, right?
He's still going.
Times Square, we
got
to go to Times Square.
All right, Times Square, here
we go. Let's roll.
Well,
Well, we've pretty much worn out Times Square. I don't know if you're worn out or I'm worn out or not, but, you know, no matter how many times you come down here, it's just amazing and overwhelming. And I know for you, Andre, you've got some great memories here. Can you kind of just take us back to those Heisman days when, you know, it's all about New York, and kind of tell us what that was like?
20-plus years ago, no matter how many times you come to New York, it never gets old. It's always a ton of fun. I mean, look at this place. And it was a special night for me then. It brings back fond memories of late nights and a lot of fun. So and a lot of prideful things as well when you start looking at the program at U of H and things of that sort. What it meant for that program and for me personally. Never gets old.
No, it never gets old. Well, we've had a lot of fun, and it has been a late night. But this is the city that never sleeps, so we're not going to sleep yet. But as far as what's going to be on camera, we're done. All right, we've got to take a timeout here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll be back in Houston. We'll wrap up the game, check in with Mark Vandermeer, and much more.
Texans Huddle is brought to you in part by Verizon, America's fastest 4G network.
And welcome back to Texans Huddle, back here in Houston. Now, Monday night was the first of two back-to-back nationally slotted TV games for the Houston Texans, and it was their opportunity to show the country that they were for real. Let's check it all out in this week's Texans Rewind. The Texans wasted no time on offense, taking the opening drive 85 yards in 8 plays, capped off by a 34-yard touchdown pass to Owen Daniels.
Schaub bootlegs out to the left side, has time, throws deep downfield, wide open, Owen Daniels, rock and roll, touchdown Houston!
It was a play action, kind of a double move we had set up, and defense bit on it, and Matt made a great throw. It was a good ending to a great first drive for us.
Unfortunately, the next couple of series didn't bode quite as well for Matt Schaub. He struggled to regain his rhythm, threw an interception to Cromartie, and 4 plays later, Mark Sanchez connected with Jeff Cumberland on a 27-yard pass to tie the score at 7.
If we can run the ball, you know, we're going to be balanced in our play calling. You know, we're going to mix in our play action pass and stuff like that. But, you know, there are certain games where it's tough to find those rushing yards, or you're playing in a high scoring game and you got to throw it. You know, it's just whatever it calls for. We got the personnel that we can do both, and we just got to, you know, feel out the game and, you know, take it as it comes.
Arian Foster decided to take matters into his own hands, reeling off 100 yards in the first half, including a season-long 46-yard run and a 13-yard touchdown run to put the Texans up by 7.
Arian Foster, the lone back, gets the call, running to the left side, across the 10, the 5, going for the pylon. He's in easily. Arian Foster, a 13-yard touchdown run.
It's always good to, you know, perform well, you know, on a Monday night stage. But, you know, it was a total team effort tonight, and it was a good win for our ball club.
Before the half, Bryce McCain would pick off Mark Sanchez and return it 86 yards to the Texans' 8, where the Texans would settle for a field goal, taking a 17-7 lead to the half.
He's off to the races. The 40, the 30 right side, the 20, the 15, and upended inside the 10-yard line.
We moved the ball. I thought we moved the ball all night long. And, you know, could have been better in the red zone that one time. We settled for 3, you know, 1 before the half. I think we kind of have to settle for 3 right there with the situation we're in.
After another field goal early in the third quarter, Joe McKnight returned the ensuing kickoff 100 yards and plunged into the end zone, bringing the score to 23-14 Texans.
We suited an extra guy tonight on special teams. I mean, we had every player we could possibly have to make us play good football, and I don't think we did. Our return game's not good. You know, we give up a touchdown. We got to go back and take a really hard look at ourselves, me and Joe, and figure out why we're not playing better.
J.J. Watt regained his NFL lead in sacks over Clay Matthews with perhaps the defensive play of the game, halting a Jets drive late in the game and forcing a punt. He now has 8.5 sacks with at least 1 in each game this season.
Sanchez in the gun, and he's sacked as he goes back to pass. J.J. Watt brings him down by the feet.
Shows a lot of character about our team that we can go on the road in a tough environment up here in New York and win a ball game. Win a tough ball game, goes all the way down to the end, so proud of our guys. I mean, we had a lot of fun out there, but it wasn't an easy one by any means.
Arian Foster also reached a milestone. With 152 yards on the night, he eclipsed the 5,000 career yard mark, just the 3rd fastest back to the 5,000 career yard mark behind Edgerrin James and Eric Dickerson.
that's a collective effort from a lot of my teammates through the years, and it's a good accomplishment. But you know, it's one of those things that if you play the game with everything in you, you get those things like that come along the way. But you know, it's just an individual accolade, and you play this game to win games. So
the Texans come away with the 23-17 win, but it proved to be a costly one as Brian Cushing, who left the game in the second quarter with a knee injury, turns out to be lost for the season with a torn ACL.
Big blow to our team. You feel bad for Brian because he worked so hard and playing so well, leading tackler on our team. And, he's going to be missed.
And joining me now, the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. And Mark, I know we're all excited about being 5-0, excited about the win, but that news right there, that blow, losing Brian Cushing, it's hard to keep that excitement level up.
And they've been dealing with this all week, Patty. Moving past Brian Cushing, such a spark plug, one of those high motor kind of players. But as the week unfolds here, players realize, hey, he's not coming back. You have to live without him, and you get excited to play the Green Bay Packers. They went through it last year with the whole next man up philosophy. They certainly don't want to go through it as much this year, but they're going to have to do it right now without Brian Cushing.
Well, let's wrap up that Jets game. The win, clearly there, but it wasn't a pretty win. Mm-hmm. There was some positives. There was some negatives. You have to be feeling good and positive about Arian Foster's performance.
Yeah, Arian Foster had his best day, over 150 yards. And the good teams find a way to win even when they're not playing at their best, and that's what the Texans did in the Monday night matchup. You look at what unfolded in that game. It was a recipe for a loss in many ways. You were kicking field goals, not scoring touchdowns. The return game was not up to snuff, as the Texans are dead last in the league in kickoff returns. We'll get to that. But they found a way to prevail against New York on the road in a Monday night game. Look, I thought it was a pretty big win for this team, and now the stakes get even higher at Reliance Stadium.
Kickoff returns, you mentioned it, the Texans making a move this week, releasing Trendon Holiday. Where do they go from here?
Well, with Holiday out, now they go to Keyshawn Martin, who in college at Michigan State, in punt returns, he's second in MSU history. He had three total returns for touchdowns there. He was very good in the college ranks. We'll see how it translates to the professional level. I always thought he was going to be their guy when they drafted him, returning punts and kicks. But Holiday made his way onto the team through a stellar preseason performance. Since then, he's really done nothing. And it's not just him. They need better blocking. They need a better collective performance out of special teams. So let's see if they get it. But right now, they're going to go with Keyshawn Martin.
All right, the Green Bay Packers coming in, a Sunday night game, second primetime game in a row, great for Houston Texans fans and the team alike, but facing Aaron Rodgers, obviously the best quarterback this team has seen.
The best quarterback this year, Patty, there's no question about it. Aaron Rodgers can be surgical. He can throw the ball with accuracy on the run. You've got to be very careful when you're facing him. That's why Watt is so crucial here. And everybody else, it's time for Connor Barwin to get involved now. Connor's been playing very well, but I'm talking about getting sacks and also Brooks Reed, who has been playing very well. The ante is up for these guys facing a quarterback of this caliber. It's going to help being at Reliance Stadium with the noise and those factors. Green Bay's upset. They just lost to the Colts, and they're 2-3. They know that they could walk off the field possibly being three games behind the Vikings, and in their minds, that just can't happen. This is going to be a real tough ball game.
Well, and the Texans could walk off being 6-0. Let's go with that.
Yes. No, you just have to account for everything here. So let's hope for the best. Look, this is a winnable game for the Texans. In this building, it's going to be a big moment.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Patty.
All right, we've got much more to come on Texans Huddle, but we have to take a timeout. And when we come back, we'll sit down with offensive lineman Dwayne Brown. Stay with us.
Texans Huddle is brought to you in part by Verizon, America's fastest 4G network. By the Memorial Hermann Ironman Sports Medicine Institute, bringing elite care to all athletes. And by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off from the Texas Lottery today. Maybe it's your lucky day.
And joining me now, offensive lineman Dwayne Brown. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
No stranger to the show.
Not at all.
All right, let's talk a little bit about what you guys have going. I mean, sitting here at 5-0, I know you've been here for a long time and got to be enjoying this more than any other time.
Absolutely. It's very exciting to be a part of a group that's so motivated, so hungry, so talented. We're very pleased with where we are. We're pleased with what we've accomplished thus far. But we know it's very early in the year. We have huge goals for ourselves, and we're looking forward to the rest of the season.
Let's talk a little bit about the offensive line. And, you know, you guys have only given up 3 sacks on Matt Schaub, which is, you know, pretty phenomenal. Just how much pride do you take in that, and how what is working? What is, you know, what's working there?
Well, me personally, I mean, that's my top priority, you know, as a left tackle, is to keep my quarterback upright. Us as a group, we know we put a huge point of emphasis on keeping him clean. We know how great of a player he is, and we know when he's healthy, you know, and able to do what he does, we have a huge chance of winning, you know, and it's all about attitude and commitment to assignments, you know, and that's something that we've really been working on all throughout training camp, you know, and it's been working for us. You know, we're going to have another big test this week, but we're looking forward to it.
Arian Foster also had a best game of the season, 152 yards. Another credit, especially coming from him. We talked to him about it. He's just passing a couple milestones, also passed 5,000 yards. But he points all the credit at you guys.
We can't take all the credit. You know, Aaron's a very, very special back, and we made it a point to try to get him going. You know, we know what he can do. And our running game has kind of stalled, you know, the last few weeks, and we really wanted to get it working. You know, we have so many weapons on this offense, but the first thing we want to do is establish a run game every week. And to be able to do that on the road was a big point of emphasis for us. And everything else is set up off of that, and we're happy for him.
How much fun was that for you guys on a Monday night? I mean, you know, being out there and just the national attention as well as you're playing, letting people kind of know, hey, we are the Houston Texans.
It was a lot of fun, you know, and because as well as we've been doing, you know, the nation – you know, really doesn't give us as much respect as we think we deserve. And it was a good chance for us to put it out there, you know, for everyone to see. You know, we have another chance this week on another, you know, national stage, you know, and this time we get to play at home, which is a big plus for us.
That, of course, is on Sunday night against the Green Bay Packers. Looking at this team, you know, automatically people think Aaron Rodgers and think of their offense. But you guys, from your perspective, looking at their defense, what are the challenges they pose for you?
Very, very good defense. You know, they're very stout up front. They got some big guys in there. Also, very good on the edge. You know, one in particular with Clay Matthews, leading the league in sacks right now. You know, also good on the back end. You know, you have a Hall of Famer in Charles Woodson, along with good cornerbacks. You know, so it's a big test for us, you know, offensively. But like I said, we're looking forward to it. We know what we bring to the table, but going to have to bring our game.
All right, you ready to play a little first and 10 with us?
I'm ready.
All right, this is where we have a little bit of fun, not such serious questions. First down, you played tight end back in high school, right? A little bit of tight end? Have you ever bugged Kubiak to put you in and draw up a few offensive plays for you?
I haven't. It's been on my mind a little bit, but haven't bugged him about it. We'll see if it can happen here soon. That'd be great.
You'd be up for it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Draw one up for us. Where do you see yourself doing?
Well, I don't want to talk about it. You know, but,
don't give away any secrets.
No, then people look for it. No, I mean, you know, I saw the 49ers use a play as kind of a bootleg where they use the backside tackle to block for a few seconds then kind of leak off. And he only had one guy to beat, which is like 30 yards downfield. He ended up getting like a 20-yard gain. I think I could take it to the house.
I don't know. You're kind of out of breath coming down from the locker room to this interview. That's a long way to the end zone.
I can do it.
All right. Second down. Favorite pregame meal or any pregame?
Spaghetti. I like to load up on carbs, get my energy ready.
Who's your favorite athlete growing up?
Shaquille O'Neal.
Basketball.
Yeah, big Shaq fan. Had all the posters on my walls, the Superman, a little silver chain. I was a big Shaq fan.
Here's your guy. All right, if you could block for any running back or quarterback in NFL history, who would it be?
Probably Jim Brown. You know, one of the best to ever do it. Punishing runner and very, very fun to watch, you know, and I think it'd be great to block for a guy like that.
All right, well, good luck this weekend. Thanks
appreciate
for being
it.
Here.
Thank
All right,
you.
We've got to take another time out here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. When we come back, Coach's Corner. Stay with us.
Make sure to log on to HoustonTexans.com to vote for the Texans' October Whataburger Player of the Month. Jesse Nating was nominated by Tim Dobbins, Earl Mitchell was nominated by Jonathan Joseph, and Dwayne Brown was honored by Owen Daniels. Get online at HoustonTexans.com and make your choice. The winner and the player who nominated him will make an appearance at a Houston area Whataburger next month.
And welcome back to Texans Huddle. Of course, the cloud hanging over the Texans' win against the Jets was the loss of linebacker Brian Cushing. But you can't say enough about the rest of this Texans defense, especially the defensive line, where I had a chance to catch up with defensive line coach Bill Kolar and talk about what a great job his entire unit has been doing.
Obviously, we get off to 5-0 start, which obviously makes it really good. But guys are working hard and stuff, and we just hope to keep improving the whole season.
J.J. Watt, I know everybody's talking about him. Just, you know, this is a guy I know you guys were excited to get last year, saw some great things from him, but it seems each and every week, not only does he bring it, but he keeps improving.
There's no doubt about it. We just hope it can keep going. He's had five as good as games as I've ever seen before by, a defensive lineman, especially playing, in the 3-4s at defensive end, and we're just hoping that, he keeps improving his stuff and can keep playing like he's playing because it definitely helps.
You know, a little bit out of your position, going to the linebacker position here, but with the loss of Cush, how does that affect you guys, and how does that kind of change what you need to do personally?
Well, nothing really. I mean, everything really stays the same, and, Dobbins comes in and plays, and, he's a real good player and stuff, and obviously it's going to be tough to take over totally for Cushing there, but we've got confidence in him and stuff, and everybody's just got to play a little bit tougher and stuff and keep it going.
Looking forward to this game Sunday against the Packers, you're facing one of the best in Aaron Rodgers at the quarterback position. Just kind of give us a scouting report on him and what you need to do to stop him or contain him.
Oh, definitely. He's an outstanding player. Really moves around well in the pocket. Got an unbelievable arm, really a quick release and stuff. So we've got to obviously keep the pressure on him and not let him sit back there and have too much time to end up throwing the ball because he can pick anybody apart. So we've got to do our part to slow down the running game and then keep pressure on them.
I know you guys are sitting at 5-0, and especially you're kind of a get to work, no nonsense guy. But are you enjoying this? Are you enjoying what your team is doing right now?
Well, what happens? You enjoy that win for about 5 minutes, then you get to thinking about the next opponent, and really that's how it is every week. Every week, there's a new opponent and stuff. But it's obviously great to be sitting at 5-0 right now. We just hope we can keep adding to it.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed it. And if you missed any part of this or just want to watch it again, just log on to HoustonTexans.com. Go to Texans TV and you can watch it in its entirety. Remember, up next for the Texans, the Green Bay Packers in primetime once again on Sunday evening. And be sure to check in with us right here on Fox Sports Southwest Monday night at 10:30 for Texans Wrap. Have a great weekend, everyone.